Roadblock removal. Many salespeople find that there are roadblocks, whether they're stalls and objections or perceptions and misconceptions by their prospects, which occur frequently. The salesperson should get these items on the table and deal with them as soon as possible. It's a more effective use of your time to eliminate a potential roadblock early in the selling process rather than attempt to overcome it later. Why? Well, when faced with stalls and objections, you either eliminate them or it's over. Now, if there's a possibility that it's going to be over, isn't it better to get it over with as soon as possible before you waste a lot of time pursuing an opportunity which doesn't really exist? You're then free to invest your time looking for other prospects with whom you do have an opportunity to close the sale. Let's work through an example. Your company is smaller in size than most of your competitors, and this fact is frequently brought up by your prospects. The perception often being that only large companies have the resources to provide a high level of service. What you want to avoid is investing a great deal of time with a prospect that has this perception and belief. If you do, what you'll often hear is, "We appreciate the time you've spent with us, and we like much of what you've presented, and I'm sure your company does a good job. However, we've decided we'd be more comfortable working with a larger firm." The salesperson should find out as soon as possible if his new prospect has this perception. If the prospect does, the salesperson must deal with the situation then. The salesperson must find out what it will take to weaken or change the prospect's belief before going on. If that's not possible, it's over. The only question that remains is how soon the salesperson wants to face it. How does a salesperson deal with these roadblocks? Let's continue with the above example. During the first meeting, after the salesperson has had an opportunity to bond with the prospect and establish some rapport, she might ask, "Mr. Prospect, when I meet with business owners like you to discuss our service, I find they generally fall into one of two categories. There are those that feel that only large firms have the resources available to provide them with the level of service that they need and to be more comfortable with them. Others recognize that smaller firms also have the same resources available to them and can provide the same level of service and might be in a better position to pay closer attention to any particular client. I was just wondering, which group do you fall into?" If the prospect indicates he or she falls into the latter group, you're okay. Go on with the appointment. If they fall into the former group, however, deal with it now. It might sound like, "Mr. Prospect, being that you are more comfortable with a large firm and we're smaller than many of the other companies in our business, do we really have a chance of doing business together? And if we do, what would you need to see or hear from me to be comfortable that we could provide the level of service that you want and need?" If you know you're going to fight, better to bring it up front before you get too far and too emotionally invested in your prospect.